is a creational energy in this world we use to make important choices, to manifest greater, to do good, and to buy stuff. That's right, I'm talking dollars, cash, green, money. Is your bank account in a melodious momentum, or is that cash fund not for fun at all? This is Money Momentum Radio with your host, Karen Baines. And this show will absolutely reshape your relationship with money and teach you how to draw it to you, doing things you love and living the life that makes you shout, "I love money!" With real-world tips on how to take your personal wealth from maybe enough to a vast reservoir with the power to bring you more of anything you want. What is Money Momentum? It's the best life you've ever lived. It's the life you've dreamed of. It's Money Momentum Radio with Karen Baines, starting right now.
Yeah, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to do this show with my friend and colleague, Karen Baines. And this is Money Momentum. Money Mo. Get the biggest bang for your buck. Here's the thing. I want to introduce you to Karen, but Karen's going to introduce you to herself. To herself? Is that like even English, Benny? Did I do that? Introduce you?
Yeah, it covers it for the most part.
It covers it. But here's what I want you to know about Karen. Whether you work with her on money or whether you work with her on conscious creation, whether you know about her coaching work or if you know about her message in Soul Whispers, all of it has one thing in common. It has the word momentum in common. And what I want to say about momentum to all of you that are listening today, if you do not have momentum towards your dream, you have nada. Because momentum by the very nature means that you're building one step in front of the other. You know, you come to a place where you're at the 1 yard line and you, am I doing a football analogy here today?
Works for me.
Football analogy. But it's the momentum. We hear about it in life. We hear about it from motivational speakers. But have you ever heard about it with money, in reference to money? Karen works with people all over the world. She is an expert in this field. She understands the energy and the vibration around money, manifestation, and momentum, whether it's dollars, cash, green, money. What's the new one? I don't even know, like Bitcoin. I don't know. It's all an exchange. Today's show is an introduction to what you can expect in the months to come when she and I take it up a few notches and build your money momentum. Karen, it's great to have you. Welcome. Yay. Welcome
oh, my God. Show. I can even follow that. Hello, Pat. Hey, Benny. It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
This is really kind of, for me, how do I want to say it? This is one of those topics that we have talked about a lot over time. But the idea of putting the word money and momentum together seems like such a natural, beautiful, perfect way to describe the energy, yet you're the one talking about it. What part of your journey, your life, what challenges, what obstacles, Karen, have you had to overcome to bring you here to this moment, hosting the Money Momentum Show?
Wow, coming from a family with no money. That was probably the biggest thing.
I know.
Looking back at, like, it was kind of a weird split, actually. There was the one half of the family, like my aunts and uncles, that seemed to have the money. And then there was the other half, like my mum, who had no money. And there was just this really strange split. And that's actually continued with my siblings and myself. There's still this kind of strange chasm between those of us that do have and those of us that still struggle with this. And that was my biggest motivator, I think. Just just knowing that it couldn't possibly have to be that way. Like growing up and just having this really deep sense that there was, it made no sense to me that in a world where people were happy and where people did live great lives, why it looked like it was the chosen few. And I guess as I grew up, I just wasn't buying that. By the time I'd had my children, I've had five children. My youngest is just 14 now. But by the time I'd had my children, I was guided to become a bookkeeper. Somebody said I had a natural talent for bookkeeping, so inspired me to do some exams, and that's when I started my own business. But all the while, sort of alongside, I'd compartmentalized, or at least tried to, if you will, this kind of self-development journey. So I'd gone on like the self-development journey, reading the books, having therapy, going hypnotherapy, doing Reiki, doing all of the things.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. And then I discovered universal law in around about 2012. And when I discovered universal law, that was when the two worlds that I'd kind of compartmentalized, if you like, collided. And then from there, it was just a journey of self-knowledge. It was like a real wake-up moment from that point. And then I knew I had to close down my bookkeeping business, which had been quite successful up until that point. When I discovered that I was basically coaching my bookkeeping clients on why they didn't have any money, on what was going wrong with them, and their businesses. So I realized that there was this new journey ahead of me where there was a lot more about actually getting a message out there. I mean, I'd been stuck in like kind of spinning my wheels and going round in circles for such a long time. And as the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle almost started to fall into place, that was really just the beginning for me. After that, I mean, even like literally in the last year alone, I would even say since March, so it's not even quite a year yet, I've got like a new knowledge and a new level of consciousness that's coming in right now. So it's just been amazing since then. And the big motivator was just knowing that it couldn't possibly have to be this hard. I just didn't get it. And honestly, it doesn't. I mean, what I teach and what I coach is very simple. Yeah. It's very, very simple. It's not necessarily easy, but it really shouldn't be hard.
Exactly. And, you know, I was having this conversation with one of our other hosts the other day, Karen, and, you know, I had made a statement to her. She had a giant list of things she wanted to get done. And I said something like, yeah, we could get that done, you know, pretty easily. So the misunderstanding about pretty easily or simple is that it doesn't mean there's not effort.
Oh, absolutely. Effort is required.
I got to get that t-shirt. I got to get that t-shirt. Effort is required. But yet there's a misunderstanding around easy, simple, right? And I got to tell you, some of the simplest things I've been, you know, in front of in my lifetime required in an inordinate amount of effort and time.
And courage as well, I'll bet. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you have the right tools, it shortens the curve. And I think that's the point. That's part of what we're talking about today. You know, we've got to learn tools. And even when you've learned them, something else gets revealed and you got to learn more.
Absolutely.
Got to learn more.
Absolutely.
Got to learn more. I mean, think about it. In the sport that I play, table tennis, when did they decide to change the ball? when did they decide to do that? And that's part of what we're talking about today. It's also change. And I want to ask you this question and talk to you about this when we come back. The idea of money momentum, doesn't that also include being able to navigate, so that our momentum continues to accelerate forward, even if we have to take a few steps back, like even if I do have to play with a different type of ping pong ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that I'm not going to make an adjustment. And I want to take a short break. And when we come back, I want to talk with you about this idea of this message of money momentum, why it's so important in the day and age that we live in for people to understand. And how does it help us move beyond our fears and limitations of our beliefs? For those of you out there, you're listening to Money Momentum, get the biggest bang for your buck with my very special co-host, her show, Karen Baines. Let's take a short break, everybody, when we come back. This is the Money Momentum Show, and we're talking about what needs to get realigned. What do we need to realign so we can get the results we can see, touch, and feel? We'll be right back.
Has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Money. Yeah. Pink Floyd. Thank you, Benny. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, everybody, you're listening to this is a fabulous new show. We are so thrilled. But it's not a new message for Karen. Karen Baines is the host of the Money Momentum Show. And today we're talking about how to get the biggest bang for your buck. We're talking about what is money really? Is it what we think it is? And if it's not what we think it is, then how do we get educated on this? Karen, before we kind of go ahead, can you tell folks, number one, how to find out more about you? And tell us a little bit about the work you do with folks.
Yeah, sure. Well, the easiest place to find me will probably be at my website. So www.soulwhispers.uk. So it's all lowercase. Soul Whispers is one word. You can find me there. You can find out all about my work, how I work with people, my journey, a little bit more about that there. You can also find me on Facebook, which is Karen Baines Conscious Creation Coach, and Soul Whispers again. That's about it, really. I'm not a big Twitter. I don't do the Twitter, and I don't do the YouTube and the Instagram and any of that stuff. I'm quite a private person, and I work very sort of closely and intimately with my clients. So up until now, that's pretty much all I've needed to get my message out there.
Yeah. And, you know, it is a message, and it's a message really for people in all walks of life. Part of what we're talking about today, Karen, is we're talking about this idea of realign/alignment. And I've heard that term used a lot, but it has a very specific meaning, I think, when it comes to the energy of exchange or the energy of money. From your perspective, how do you talk about alignment to your clients and the people you work with?
Yeah, see, you are right there, actually, Pat, because the word alignment, like in the UK, it's like, I don't know if you've got the term there, but in the UK, it's like a buzzword. It's like everybody seems to be saying it for all different reasons. And for me, that's a shame because I feel like it's lost its power somehow. But in terms of what I do, alignment, I guess its most basic definition is you do you. So as long as you are showing up in the world in a way that adds value to other people's lives through the gifts that you were born to express, then you are in alignment. And it's very, very, very important when it comes to money, because money, honestly, is just a very happy byproduct of alignment. Like, money is the most tangible way that you know whether you're aligned or not. It either shows up or it doesn't. And if you think of it from the perspective of value, if you recall, I said how you add value to the lives of other people through your gifts. When you think about money, we buy things and experiences as human beings that we value. Money is it's how we assign value, if you like, in the physical human world that we currently live in. And when you buy something, you're saying, I value this thing or this experience enough that I am prepared to pay for it with money. So money is just a very happy byproduct of alignment. So you know that you're aligned because the money will start to show up. It's like the universe's way, the energetic way, that it can give you a tangible result to say, hey, good job. You're doing your gift, you're adding value to the world, and you're doing it in a way that makes you feel good. That's the most important thing. Like, you need to be showing up in a way that does feel good. That will be the energy that I talk about a lot, is the energy underneath everything we do, everything we actually do. And it's the doing is the really important part as well, because that's the grounded version. Like, remember that money is a tangible thing, that we pay for things in our human physical experience, that we, like, we might say we buy a couch or a new piece of tech. We either pay for material things that are going to add to our experience, or we buy maybe experiences, so travel and things like that, that we put our physical bodies into. And so money represents that value at a very physical level, which is why it's all about the doing, the energy that is underneath what we do. And so when we're aligned, when we're actually doing our gifts, adding value to the world, and then making sure we take responsibility that we get paid for those gifts.
Yeah.
That is how we know we're aligned, because the money will show up.
You know, it's fascinating we're talking about this. So, you know, at least from here in our pop culture, a number of years back, I think it was Patricia Arquette, when she was accepting her, was it Oscar or Emmy, whatever that was, for her achievement in film, had her moment at the podium where she talked about inequality in pay and talked about that as if people were hearing it for the first time. And, you know, one of the things I was really struck by is that for a majority of the population, there was this understanding that people that are either in celebrities or women that are CEOs, whatever it is, whoever you are, whatever it is, whether it's person of color, that if you achieve a certain level, everything gets evened out. Like, the playing field gets evened out. But just because you achieve in life, it doesn't mean that there is an alignment. And I think for a lot of folks, we strive to achieve something on the outside to help us with a misalignment on the inside. Which part of that is money, or is it both?
It's kind of both. I mean, if you like, it's an inside job.
Yeah.
Like, money is just it's the happy outcome. It's just the happy outcome of what you're doing, the energy of what you're doing. So, I don't know, the feeling, if you will. If you think about law, you know, the laws, like the universal laws, the law of attraction, most people have heard of that, the law of attraction. That simply states that like attracts like. Its most basic form, the law of attraction states that like attracts like. I prefer to say the universe has to say yes. The universe will always say yes. So whatever you choose energetically, you will get the opportunity to choose more of that. Ask and ye shall receive, reap and ye shall sow. Other ways that people might have heard how this law delivers abundance. So if you're choosing to do your gifts, the ones that you're here to do that light you up in a world where you are creating and delivering, I don't know, new levels of consciousness or adding value in any way to somebody else's life, and then you take responsibility to make sure that you get paid for that, the money is just the byproduct, actually, of you feeling good. When we're doing our gifts, it makes us feel good. That's why they're our gifts. That's the part of us that is infinite, if you will, that is here to experience itself in this lifetime through us. That's what it wants to do. It wants to do the gifts, the inherent gifts that you were born with. And when you do that, the only possible outcome is alignment. And alignment is represented in the human world by money. So it's an inside job, but it will be reflected at a physical level right back at you. And that's why I love what I do, because what I'm able to do is show people how they can translate the signposts and the signals that they will get back in their physical world based on the choices they're making that have an energy underneath them that the universe reacts off. If you think of the universal laws, that is how it, that's like the language. Energy is the language of the universal laws. So the language that we speak in is English, but everything has a vibration. So everything has a vibration and everything is energy. When you do something, it has an energy underneath it. And that's what the universe reads. The universe reads the vibration of what you're doing, and it assumes that you must want it, otherwise you wouldn't be doing it. And then it gives you more opportunities to do more of that. So the, what I love about what I do is everybody's doing this already. We are creators. It's what we're designed to do. Another buzzword is manifesting. People talk about manifesting all the time as if it's some sort of secret language, some sort of magical spell that only a few people with like their magic wands can actually, you know, do anything with. But actually, it's how we are designed to create. We are designed to manifest, and we're doing it already. Everybody is an expert manifester. The problem is that they don't understand their own manifesting process. They don't realize that they're doing it wrong. They're just doing it wrong. Yeah. And they just need to understand how to do it right.
Yeah. Isn't it also, Karen, though, and I know we're going to talk about this when we come back, isn't a piece of this also not recognizing that we have that power within us to manifest? It's like, ah, it's for Karen, it's for Pat, it's for this one, it's for that one. But the realization or the belief that we could actually manifest in this way, I think, is pivotal. I think one of the things that I was reading about one of your programs, I think it was the program, the Conscious Alignment of Money program. One of the things I was reading was this idea of align to abundance. I want to talk about that when we come back. What does that mean? A friend of mine said to me a few years ago, Pat, what's the most difficult word? And this was a few years ago, actually it was about 10 years ago. What's the most difficult word for you to swallow? And I said, opulence. And my friend then said to me, you ought to read, if you go back historically, thousands of years, some of the most spiritual people that walked the earth had opulent wealth. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Karen Baines right here on the Money Momentum Show. Money.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
It's a gas.
Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome. You're listening to the Money Momentum Show. Karen Baines is the host of this show. And then for the most part, what I want everybody to know about Karen is how they can find out more about you, but also how they can work with you, because you offer a number of things. You know, you offer the VIP day, the intensive, the three-month money program, all of the above. Tell folks the best way they can find out about that with you and how they might be able to sign up.
Like I said, if you go over to the website, www.soulwhispers.uk, they can sign up right there. Right there on the homepage, there's actually an opportunity where they can get to communicate with me right out of the gate. So if they sign up for my little freebie, I'll take them through. There's about 32 questions. It's going to take a little bit of time. But if they can answer those 32 questions and then submit that questionnaire to me, then I'll get back in touch with them and we'll have a conversation about what I can see that they can do immediately that's mm-hmm. going to get their money momentum moving again out of the gate.
Yeah, I was reading something on your website by one of the folks that's worked with you, and I was really struck by a couple of words, because Jessica and I came back from this event in LA, and I said, Jessica, I feel different, and I just don't know how I feel. And I asked her, you know, how do you feel? We're on the plane, we're coming back, and she said inspired, but she said inspired action. And I was reading what this woman that worked with you was talking about. And she said the same thing. She says, now I just do me and take inspired action. And I think that is the word of, that's going to be the two words that we're going to use for our 2020. We always pick an energy. 2020 is got to be inspired action. Can you tell us a little bit on how that works for people and some of the work you've done? Because across the board, this is what people are saying about the power of which you teach them.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe the best way for me to do it would be to come at a more, maybe even a negative perspective of what not to do. Because it's when you're doing misalignment that things go wrong, okay? And you're going to get some really powerful signals from the universe in your physical experience before it hits the bank account. Trust me, there's going to be a few other things that happen before it actually hits the bank account as, you know, your money contracting, if you like. So I work with a client and I've got her permission to share this story, and it's a really great story. It comes at it from all perspectives. And usually once I've finished telling this story, people totally get what I'm talking about. So this gal that I started working with, she'd gone from like a corporate background and created a very successful business in a very short space of time. So we're talking about like 5-10K, like UK business months in terms of pounds. And everything was motoring along beautifully. So she walked away from corporate. She's got her 10K consistent months happening. And then she discovered me. And we got on a call and she decided she wanted to work with me because she said for about 3 months, even though she felt she was, you know, she hadn't really changed anything, everything was the same, but for about 3 months, she hadn't really been signing clients. So things had started to dry up a little bit. And she'd noticed that she was kind of in overwhelm. So she started to panic that the money wasn't showing up in the bank account, that she wasn't getting the clients. She didn't understand what was going on. She was in overwhelm. And that's when she decided that she wanted to work with me. So I said to her, when you look at your week, a week in the life of you and your business, what's going on? And she said, okay, well, I've got to do this and I've got to do that and I need to do this. And then somebody wants me to do that and da, 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 da. So there's all of these should do's, have do's, got to's, must do's. And she said to me, it never used to be like that. You know, I created a business that I love so that I could live a laptop lifestyle. We're talking like doing the client work by the pool and everything. And she said that that's what she'd had up until a few months previous. So I said to her, where are you choosing this energy? So the have to, should do, got to, must do, anything that you can prefix a sentence with that is obligation. And over the months, you will hear me talk about obligation a lot, because obligation is one of the most toxic energies that you can choose. Whether it's in your life, in your business, your relationships, it is absolutely toxic. Why? Because when you choose obligation, the universe says yes, and it gives you more obligation to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how it works. And so I'd said to this client of mine, where are you choosing it? And her first response was, well, I'm not. I don't choose obligation. You know, I'm all about freedom and that's my target energy and da, 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 da. And I was like, but if you imagine that all of this obligation that's showing up for you is a consequence of what you are choosing because the universe is saying yes to you, you must be doing it somewhere. You must be choosing it somewhere. So the first thing we needed to do was kind of detox the obligation that was going on. And I don't mean releasing and journaling and doing healing and clearing work. When I say detox, I mean she literally had to go away, look at her schedule and start saying no to people, disappointing people, upsetting people sometimes, rescheduling things, okay? But what she needed to do was detox the obligation that she was creating so that the universe would have something new to react off of, okay? So that was the first thing. And then she cleared enough of the wood, if you like, the trees, to be able to see. And in our next conversation, she shared with me that about 3 months earlier, before she started working with me, her sister had had a baby. Now, she lived in the UK, but her sister lived in Australia. And she also had a dear friend that lived in Australia. And it was her first niece, and her sister wanted her to visit Australia for Christmas and the New Year. And she was sort of looking forward to going, and she wanted to be the good aunt, and she wanted to go. She did.
Yeah.
And so she started to look at flights, and she started to put money away for this trip, because it was going to be like, we're talking like hell yeah expensive, because it's like Christmas, New Year.
Oh, yeah.
And all that. So she's putting money away for this trip. And as much as she loved her sister, the thing was, she had just sold a retreat for her VIP clients. And that retreat was going to be happening. We're talking like a really high-end retreat was going to be happening in January, around about January the 7th, the 8th, something like that. And we all know, you know, that whenever you create an event like that, whether it's a personal party for a family member or an event for clients or whatever, there's always going to be that last minute panic where you need to do stuff.
Yep.
And the bottom line of it was, as much as my client loved her sister and wanted to hang out with her sister and see her best friend and be with her niece and do all these trips and all of that, what she really wanted to do was stay at home and focus on her business. But she didn't have the courage to say that. So what happened was, she started putting this money away. And what you're doing then is, you're assigning value to that energy. You're saying, I want this energy of obligation so much in my life that I am going to pay for it. And the universe is like, oh yeah, wow, she loves this obligation stuff. Let's give her more stuff to be obligated to. And so it all starts popping up everywhere. Because you see, like attracts like. The universe can only say yes. And when you make a choice, the energy, the feeling, if you will, that is underneath the doing, is underneath that choice, will be created. It will come manifest, if you like, in the consequence of that choice. So we create through the process that I call conscious creation. We create through that process. And what that means in a nutshell is, the energy underneath a choice that you make will create a consequence. Every time you make a choice, you do a doing, it creates a consequence. And the energy underneath the consequence will directly be, it will be exactly the same as the energy underneath the original choice, because that is how we create. That yeah. is how we manifest.
Yeah.
So this client, that's what she was doing. You know, and it had disguised itself as love. It had disguised itself as love, but it wasn't, because you can't bypass universal law. You can't BS universal law, because it just reads the vibration of what is truth. And for her, it felt like obligation. So all of this other stuff was popping up where she was obligated. She was saying she wanted it so much in her life that she was paying for it. And that's why after 3 months, things had really started to contract. Because what you also need to appreciate is, there is an infinite part inside you, the part of you that is infinite, that is your divinity, the part that wants to experience itself through you. And it knows everything, absolutely everything it knows. And it knows that if you're going to create money and then you're going to assign it to rubbish energies like obligation and make your experience virtually intolerable, why on earth would you get new clients?
Yeah.
Why on earth would you create new money if all you're going to do is spend it on what I call the not so fab four? So the four energies you've got to be really careful of, and you really want to move out of your experience: obligation, sacrifice, guilt, and resentment.
Say those they one are. More time. Those are perfect. Say them one more time. And let's go ahead and skip this break. So, because I want to talk about these. Say these four again.
So right. Obligation,
yep.
Sacrifice, guilt, and resentment.
Yeah.
They are very negative They're powerfully negative energies. And that's without judgment. I'm not saying any of this with judgment. No. The universe doesn't judge. It just reads the energy and says, okay, here you are, have some more. Right? So there's no right or wrong or good or bad in terms of universal law and how the vibration is communicated. We as human beings have a perception of good, bad, right, wrong. The law of polarity states that everything has its opposite. But again, that's without judgment. It just is.
Yeah, it is. So one of the things I want to ask you about, and I know we're going to do a number of shows together, so we're going to really get into this. The one thing I learned through a program I entered a lot of years back was resentment as a number one offender, resentment. And the reason that this was hard to grasp at first was because we don't understand the cumulative effect. So we think when people talk about resentment, it's like a moment in time. But resentment, by the very nature and definition of it, carries a momentum where it builds upon whatever that original event was. It mm-hmm. just keeps piling it on,
mm-hmm.
right? Unless we do something. And one of the things you said earlier that I it's just brilliant. These things that go on at that level, sometimes they're more obvious to us and sometimes they're not. Even the word obligation. Obligation is a very powerful word. As a matter of fact, Karen, it's so powerful that in the body of research I did when I was in my doctoral program was all about the word obligation, because when we use the word obligation, what are we saying? Promise. It's the word promise. And it doesn't always have to be this I am obligated. There's an underpinning about the word which says you don't have to fully state it to feel the negative impact of it.
Absolutely. And remember, when you're feeling the negative impact of it, you're creating more of it.
Yes.
And so that's your signal. That's your signal. If this feels like I've got to do this, or I have to do this, or I must do this, or I should do this, then honestly, you've got to take a step back and you've got to ask yourself, okay, what can I do instead that doesn't feel this heavy, doesn't feel like obligation? And it is about the doing something different instead. I can't emphasize more. This is not about going away and doing a meditation or a visualization or a journaling or a vision board or any of that stuff and feeling a happy vibe about something and then doing it anyway. It's not about that at all, because you have to understand that the choices that you've made that have led up right now into this very moment in time, everything that you have in your experience in this moment in time, the relationships you have, the money that you have in the bank or don't have in the bank, like the couch you're sitting on, everything, the roof over your head, everything is a consequence of a choice that you have already made. So essentially, you're living in the past. Every single minute of every day, you're actually living in the past. What you then need to do is understand that if what you're living at the moment, if what's happening in your life and your bank account and your businesses and your relationships at the moment isn't what you truly desire, it's not the optimal version of what you want, that's because you've already made choices that have created that consequence. So if it's not working for you, going and doing some happy thought thinking and then doing what you've always done isn't going to change that. Yeah. You have to do differently. You have to do things in new ways that are underpinned with the energy of what you say you want, because that gives the universe something new to react on, off of. So yeah. If you want abundance, you have to choose abundance. If you want love, you have to choose it. Freedom, you have to choose it. That's how this works. So if you're feeling obligation when you're doing something, it's you've got to have that shift where you realize, you know what? This stops now. And like I said, this is very simple. It's very simple the way we create, but it's not easy, because then you've got to go and tell these people to you know, well, you can stuff that because I'm not doing it anymore. And that's going to upset people. People don't like it.
Well, and, you know, part of this gets back to what you said, and this is and was and still is the confusion around manifestation. You know, it is exactly the way you laid it out. It's not that holding a state of consciousness or prayer or meditation isn't something to do to help quiet the mind or whatever it does for you. But there has to be an action. And, you know, somebody asked me a question a long time ago, Karen, and they asked me, they said, how do you know it's an action? And I thought, now going back to my Catholic upbringing for a moment, and I went back to a story that was told to me about this master who walked the earth 2,000 years ago. And I thought to myself, well, everything we read about people that have been able to manifest things, there's not a single one of them that I can recall to date that wasn't in motion. That wasn't in motion. There wasn't movement. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Right? Like whether it's walking and holding a meeting or surrounding yourself with people that you want to become more like, it's not necessarily sitting on the couch thinking about what you don't have, but it's hard sometimes for people to take that first step, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. It really is. But your soul isn't here to sit on a couch thinking about itself. Yeah. It's here to experience itself. And the only way to do that is to get your butt off that couch and do something. The only way, you know, you can't, again, you can't bypass universal law. That there's no, like, when you're sitting on the couch just thinking or whatever and not doing anything, that's still a choice. Whatever you're sitting on the couch not doing, for whatever reason you're not doing it, the avoidance that you are choosing, and usually, let's face it, if you're in that situation, one of the most common energies that you're going to be choosing if you're sitting there and you're not doing anything about something is going to be fear.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be the main one, some sort of fear.
Yeah.
And if you're avoiding doing something because you are afraid, you're still choosing fear. And what will happen? The universe will say, yes, have some more reasons to be afraid. So you really do just have to get up off that couch and do something. Because, I mean, you said, how do you know that you're doing an action? Well, something will change in your physical experience. If you're doing something, even if it's just getting up and walking out of the house and walking around your back garden.
Yeah, yeah.
Something has changed.
You got to do it. You've got to do something to break the pattern. Right?
You have to.
You have
to. And then you get momentum.
Yeah.
Like that's how you create momentum, is by getting up and doing. Because what happens is you make a new choice. Hopefully it's energetically aligned to what you want to create. The universe says yes, and it brings you a new opportunity to do more of it or to do something that resonates energetically to it. And then you do that, and then you do another thing and another thing and another thing. And that's where the momentum comes in. If like where as long as you can be consistent, that's where the momentum comes in. Okay. Mm. But you can't create momentum by sitting on the couch.
No, you can't. And actually, the only thing I created sitting on the couch was the realization that I was sitting on the couch and doing nothing, and that I felt crusted over. And that's how crust busting was born. But even with the idea, I also had to do something to outline that I wasn't alone and I could help people with this. Karen, mm-hmm. thank you so much for today. Again, please tell folks how they can work with you directly. And last question, what's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
If you are procrastinating or you're sitting on that couch, if you're worried about your money and your finances, there's one thing that you can do immediately that is gonna get your butt off the couch, and it's gonna start to open your channels. Go and look at your bank accounts. Go and open the envelopes and read the letters. Maybe a tough conversation with someone that owes you money or that you owe money to. A bill that you've been putting off paying. Like anything around money that you've been avoiding, just take one small step today and then another small step tomorrow, and then you will start to see new consequences showing up for you because you're making direct new choices around your money. And that's the most basic version of alignment. Remember, if you're ignoring your money, energetically what you're doing is saying you don't want it around. We ignore what we don't want in our lives. So if you're not dealing with it, if you're ignoring it, the universe, what will the universe do? The universe will say, hey, yes, you don't want to deal with your money. There'll be no money for you to deal with.
Yeah, I love it. Karen Baines, everybody. More to come on the Money Momentum Show. Thank you so much, Karen, for everything.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Benny.
All right. Well, we're not done yet. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Money Momentum with Karen Baines. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Your money is your choice. Choose to honor your gifts and watch as the universe rewards you. Money is a human creative energy, and we can use it for anything at all. Are you choosing your dreams or someone else's? The only way to open that flow and unleash your momentum is by using your gifts to do what you love. Be sure to listen next week for more ways to choose the energy you want to attract and how to make that money into more money for you to have a rocking good time. For more information about Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhisperers.uk.